Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 20th, 2021. You're watching American Journal. This is a dirge of sorts, a funeral song for the United States, for the Republic as we know it. This is now a wartime broadcast. America, the Republic, has fallen with Donald Trump vacating the office, leaving the White House, and taking Air Force One while he still can to Florida. The hope has flown. And I got to be honest. Donald Trump completely failed. Utterly, totally failed. I was having this debate with my dad yesterday, and he was saying, you know, Trump was probably the greatest president in my lifetime. I said, it doesn't matter. He failed. He left us not with any lasting triumph, but with ash. Completely occupied government, military occupied capital city, and a target on our backs. He'll go down in history as not the Caesar he could have been. He had all the cards. He could have played them. He had all the support he needed. He could have been some semblance of the tyrant that they claimed he was, and he could have saved America. He could have saved us from what is to come. In a republic, politics is war deferred. It's a facsimile of war. It's a replacement for war, so we don't have to do the battles in the street. We vote for people to battle for us in the halls of government. And our general, despite having all of the armies, all of the artillery, all of the willing soldiers at his back, never gave the command to charge, never sallied forth and defeated our enemies. We will see no justice for Julian Assange. We'll see no justice for Edward Snowden. We'll see no answers to the Clinton corruption. We'll see no investigations into the corruption of the Bidens. We'll see no answers to the Spygate scandal. We will see no recompense for the absurdities that have been set upon us over the last 4 years. So it's like saying, hey, you leave your, you run a little store, you run a little five and dime downtown, and you let a new manager come in for 4 years, and he's the greatest manager we've ever had. Highest profits, paid the people well, organized the goods on the shelves. But at the end of those 4 years, he burned it down for the insurance money. Well, it may have been a great manager, but now the store is gone. Now Walmart's moving in. So what good were those 4 years if at the end of them, the store is a burned husk and the building burnt out? And it's hard to admit. Obviously, we put our faith in this guy. We put our trust in this guy. We thought he had what it took to do what was necessary to save this country. And it would, I guess it would feel embarrassing if I cared about that sort of thing. I'm not too big to admit that we were wrong. We weren't wrong, really. He could have. He could have done it. He just didn't. He just didn't do it. He didn't do it. He didn't have what it takes. More on the other side.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your home.
You are watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. We've never lied to you folks. We have never put a friendly face on something that was horrific. We have never told you to trust the plan, the people were working behind the scenes, that you needed to do nothing. We've always shot straight here at Infowars. So that's what I'm going to try to do today. I'm going to try to do it in a way that doesn't get me on a list of some sort, because this is a brave new world. This is a new situation that we are in. We've been discussing it this entire week, really ever since the 6th. It is no longer safe to express yourself believing that the First Amendment will protect you. It's not the case anymore, and we'll go through some major stories that show you that. But I want to show this video. This is a rant Alex Jones went on yesterday that I think lays it out fairly well. Because this is a war now. If politics is war deferred, if politics is a replacement for war, where people we elect do our fighting for us in the halls of government rather than us brawling it out in the streets, that is no longer the case. It is not possible for us, and certainly will become less so as the day goes on and as the year goes on. We have President-elect Joe Biden's 17 executive actions on day one, many of which will guarantee that no Republican will ever be able to be elected to office again, specifically having to do with the immigration issue. But here's how Alex Jones put it yesterday. Let's roll the clip.
I mean, it's over. You understand? Your only shot you've got is realizing that we're screwed. Your candy-ass church isn't going to do it. Your candy-ass boss isn't going to do it. We're a trained group of monkeys in this country. We're not what Americans used to be. We're not rugged individualists. We don't stand up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're a joke, okay? And so they got people like Brian Stelter up there saying, shut down
all of his competition on TV now. He thinks he owns you. Jeff Zucker thinks he owns you. These are bad people, okay? So I've done the best job I can. I'm not bitching at the crew or you or anybody. I'm just saying it's hard for me to get up here and do a normal show when we have a group of corporate criminals literally gang raping us. I mean, if we ever beat this thing, it'll be in the history of like these people were Hitler. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's not like, oh, we're getting there. It's bad. Things are out of control. It's they've just begun. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to bankrupt. They're going to cut the power off, the oil off. They're going to open the borders. It's over, man. It's over. It's all gone. It's all over. They're going to activate the Boogaloos, FBI, ADL, terror forces. They're going to start blowing everything up. Then they're going to come arrest all the patriots. The idiots will cheer it. Then they're going to shut your power off. They want you starving in the street. They want to rape your wife. They're Bolsheviks. They're Jacobins. It's all over, man. All over. Enjoy all your games. In fact, America is rotting and deserves it. Now, the Satanists aren't good. They're not God. God just lets them have their way now. So all your games are over. All the TV watching, all the laziness, all the slack jawing's over. It's over. You're going to be just like a baby at 6 months being chopped up in its mother's womb. You're not a human. You're not essential. You're dead. They're going to kill you because you don't care. Harrison Smith.
You know, I can't help but think of the people I know in my life who, you know, you tell them about this sort of stuff and they go, yeah, you know, that sucks, but they're busy. They're busy. They're busy making dinner. They're busy watching movies. They're busy playing board games, busy buying boats, busy trying to get the room right for their new grandchild. And, you know, my dad said to me, he's like, you know, it's crazy. He's like, when I was your age, I was just running around trying to sell, you know, the stuff for this company. You know, he was worried about trying to get his business going. He didn't, you know, he knew about politics, but he wasn't involved. And he's like, and here you are, you know, so involved in politics and at this crucial crisis. And it's like, that's how it should be. The purpose of the American government isn't to control your life. It's not supposed to be a part of your life. They're supposed to just take care of the bigger stuff that you can't deal with, and you're supposed to be able to live your life the way that you want. But that's not the situation anymore. Like Alex said, they're going to bankrupt you. They're going to take all your retirement funds. And you might not see this in your life if you're an older person, if you're a boomer, if you're over 50 or whatever. You might be able to live the rest of your life off your meager retirement. Enjoy it. Have a nice little place in the mountains. Watch the sunset. Drink your wine. Listen to your old music. But your children and your children's children are going to be a despised minority with no rights, no future, no ability to make anything of themselves, robbed constantly, and the money given to people who hate them in order to replace them. So you can't just ignore this anymore. And if you do, you're part of the problem. You need to be involved. You need to be aware. And we need to fight. Not politically. Literally. I'm not calling for violence. I'm letting you know violence is upon us. It will be implemented through the state. Slowly but surgically. And we have to make preparations for this. And we have to understand that complaining on Twitter is not enough anymore. Ignoring it is ignoring the arrow flying at your heart. It's death. And it's a slow but sure constriction of the rights that your forefathers fought and died for that will eventually strangle you and your entire family. I mean, just some of these headlines from InfoWars. Barrage of new countries and airlines adopt vaccine passports. China builds massive quarantine camp for COVID-19 epicenter. Germany as well, building COVID camps. Australia, Canada as well, camps for COVID deniers. Leftists call for new secret police force to spy on Trump supporters. ADL hails big tech censors. CEOs are the fourth branch of government trying to hold this country together. Joe Biden's Pentagon pick Lloyd Austin vows to rid military ranks of racists and extremists. And if you've been paying attention, racists and extremists means white people and conservatives. Biden issues barrage of 17 executive actions on border, climate, immigration, and 100-day masking challenge. Alert, they're going to try to ban Donald Trump from running for president for the rest of his life. I mean, it's just, this is it, folks. It's over.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.Video. The Resistance.Video. The Resistance.Video. The Resistance.Video. The Resistance.Video. The Resistance.Video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.Video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.Video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In control. The swamp has taken full control. The coordination between the largest corporations in the world, the most corrupt politicians on planet Earth, now working together. People like the ADL celebrating this, saying CEOs are the fourth branch of government. This is what we're trying to prevent. So the 4 years of the Trump presidency were a last gasp at doing this the political way, at hoping beyond hope that by being engaged politically to a greater extent than ever before, we could reverse this tide and get on the right course. That hope is gone. It's been stolen from us, literally stolen from us. You're not allowed anymore to question whether or not the election was stolen because it went to the controllers. I want to play a clip now, and this hopefully will make it abundantly clear the situation we are now in. We've seen the fake news over the last 4 years just absolutely explode. The sheer insanity of a year of violent riots, burning entire cities to the ground, killing dozens of people, murdering them dead, night after night after night of multiple cities in America, fires being lit, riots going wild, police officers being attacked, regular innocent people ripped from their cars, stomped on the ground. The whole time we're being told, riots are the voices of the unheard. This is a good thing. Mostly peaceful. Fiery, but peaceful. Then one day of backlash, one day of Trump supporters getting a little bit rowdy, then Trump supporters getting killed for that. And suddenly Brian Stelter is calling anybody who argues against the mainstream narrative riot deniers. Riot denialists, he calls them. So we know how fake the news is. Imagine how fake history is. We see this play out in real time. We see the truth with our own eyes, and then we hear the lies about it fed back to us. Imagine how false history is. And now that we've lost, now that the Americans have been conquered, how do you think they're going to portray us? Well, we don't have to wonder. We know. Here is Steve Schmidt on Trump Republicans saying they will not write their history. We will write their history.
Where do Republicans go from here? As one former member of Trump's Justice Department told The Atlantic, quote, we're about to see a whole political party do a large-scale version of the new phone, who dis? It's going to be like that boyfriend you never should have dated, the mistake that shall not be mentioned. Do you think that's how Republicans are going to treat Trump, or will he be the kingmaker he thinks he is?
There's a great flaw in the strategy, and it's this. The winners write history, and they're the losers. And they're the architects of sedition and insurrection, violence and death. 147 members of Congress, all Republicans, all white, rose to throw out millions of black votes. How many companies in this country have signed pledges in favor of racial justice, supporting Black Lives Matter? I don't see how they can ever make a donation again that goes to any of those members who sought to reimpose Jim Crow on this country. They have incited violence. They have participated in the big lie. They have poisoned democracy. The shame of the people around Trump who have participated in the shaping of the great American catastrophe over the last 4 years will be held to account. Will be held to account by the judgment of history, by the judgment of decent Americans. They'll be held to account by corporate America as they look for jobs, by corporate America as they seek donations. They will not write their history. We will write their history. And their shame will last forever. They are carved like etching into granite onto history's list of villains in this country. Mark Meadows, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Mo Brooks, and too many more to mention. There will be no forgetting. There will be no forgiveness. We do not seek retribution, but we do seek accountability and justice for an assault and attack on the government of the United States of America that killed six people. And for the first time in the history of our country, some 150 years after the end of the Civil War, the Confederate flag at long last reached the United States Capitol and was paraded through the rotunda as this illiberal fascistic mob desecrated the floors of the House of Representatives and the Senate. They don't get to rewrite what happened.
That's our history. This is what's going to go down in history. Despite the fact that we saw with our own eyes hundreds of examples, people have been arrested, people have been charged, people have been convicted for voter fraud on a massive scale. That's not going to be reported. We see video after video after video. The mathematical impossibility of what went on. More votes than you had voters. The training audio of the people in Detroit being trained how to destroy people's votes if they think they voted for the other person. Video after video of people changing the votes when they're supposed to be counting them. Conspiring right here in open. Talking about when we use the flip machine. When are we going to get these poll observers out of here so we can bring out the new machines? All of this insanity. Now, pointing this out, saying there are 75 million people in this country that don't believe the vote was legitimate, who saw with their own eyes inconsistencies, massive spikes, 100,000 votes for Joe Biden, not a single one for Donald Trump. This they're calling the big lie, and they're saying, even pointing this out, or people trying to represent their constituents who are all calling out, saying, this was fake. Please, for the love of God, you're supposed to be our representative. Please say something. Please stop this deal from going forward. They are now being portrayed as racist, fascist, implementing a new Jim Crow. I mean, this is absurd. This is beyond anything we've ever experienced before. And at the heart of it, this is a war against white people. That's what you have to realize. They are making a concerted effort now. They're out in the open. They're not hiding it. They're not couching it in any friendly phrases. They're saying white people are bad, must be destroyed, must be rooted out, must be ripped out by the roots, must be eliminated from this country. So if you're a white person, wake up. If you're a black person, if you're a Hispanic person, wake up. Nobody deserves this. No race deserves this, and we'll get into it. And it's all pointing in this direction. And if you're a good person, you're going to be against it no matter what your race is. But you're not, because you're a bad person.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it's better. Now France has programs in their factories, government-pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I remember being in kindergarten, literally kindergarten, and thinking I was a genius for realizing that, hey, you know, if white people are the only ones that aren't allowed to, like, joke about other races, if white people are the only ones who are treated this way, isn't that kind of racist? Isn't that kind of weird that it's like saying, well, I mean, I'm white, so I can't joke about the other race, those other poor brown races. They would feel terrible if I joked about being white. And they, you know, and then them being brown. Those poor people can't handle it. And I remember thinking I was a genius. This is not a difficult thing to understand. Literally, kindergartners understand this. That it's like, well, all those people are being super racist, but we can't. Isn't that kind of, in a weird, reversed, racist kind of way? That's like, well, we can't talk about being white or else it'll upset the black ones. It's like, that's kind of weird, isn't it? And not that hard to understand. But apparently this has just gotten into everybody's head that it's like, well, you're white, so you're better than everybody else, so you're not allowed to talk about race. Kind of weird. I wasn't a genius in kindergarten. It's just this is kindergarten level understanding that everybody else has been brainwashed out of. So I want to go to this clip. This is comedian Dave Riley on the grievances of white America. And I think he expresses it better than I can. Let's go to Dave.
People are literally telling them, we hate you and it's horrible to be a minority. Do you get where it comes from? I'm just saying, do you see what's happening here? I mean, do you see what the grievance is? Do you want to try? If you're not going to address what the grievances are, how do you even like have this conversation? It's like, do you think that the left, the left who talk about the browning of America and the evils of white men, do you think when white people become a minority in this country, they're going to go, okay, we're even. Water under the bridge. We don't hate white people anymore. Or do you think they're going to go, now's the time to really put the boot on the fucking neck? I'd understand being concerned.
It's always how people take it. You know, you say, hey, can we have a little bit of control over our borders? Can we have a little bit of sovereignty over what this country looks like? Can we not change the demographics of this country so drastically in such a short period of time? And people say, oh, what are you, a Nazi? What do you want, an ethnostate? You want it? Everybody who's not passing your Aryan purity test has to be kicked out? It's like, no, I don't want 100 million people from the third world to come here in 10 minutes, which is basically what's happening. Let's have control over our borders. Let's maintain some semblance of cohesion and conserve some part of our historic identity and culture.
I guess that was Dave Riley at the beginning and then Nick Fuentes there at the end. And, it's not that hard to understand. You have Joe Biden, president-elect of the United States, to be president in just a few hours, 2 hours and some change, saying, very shortly, white Americans will be an absolute minority. And that's a good thing. And it's like, that's a sick thing to say. I don't care what race you are. If there was somebody talking about a black country and they were like, yeah, the blacks are being bred out. Blacks will be an absolute minority soon. And that is great because they won't have any power anymore. It's like, you're a sick human being. It's beyond racist. It's sick. But that's just where we are now. And I wish people would wake up and understand. It's like, just because you're white doesn't mean it's okay to subject you to genocide. You understand that, right? You understand that? That 2 days ago, Okay. This is like the perfect example. It's okay to be white. The it's okay to be white movement of people saying, it's okay to be the way you were born. Only in a world literally made sick, literally made mentally ill, is this considered racist. But you remember when this started going around, it was like people calling the cops being like, just stay inside your home. We'll deal with it. We'll tear this down. Don't worry. Don't leave your home. It's like you are so controlled. You are so mentally conquered that you can't think for yourself and see that for what it is. If somebody said it's okay to be black, it's like, yeah, obviously. It's okay to be Hispanic. Yeah, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay to be? Of course it's okay to be Hispanic. It's okay to be white. Whoa, what are you, a Nazi? What, you think it's okay to be the race that you were born as? You think it's okay not to demonize these people? I don't know. It's so sick. I can't even handle it. I'm going to go back to this. Here's another Nick Fuentes clip where he puts it really well. This is from America First Films on Twitter. Nick Fuentes, I hate traitors.
Fake. You're fake. You're a traitor. I hate that. I hate phonies. I hate traitors. I hate that. It's sick. It's disgusting. Because people have been really taken advantage of in this country. They have no options. They have no representation, no institutional support. They don't have anything. Everything has been taken from them. Everything. Their livelihoods, their communities, their churches, their kids, everything. Their dignity, their sports, their television. Everything has been taken from them. And you have people that offer them a little bit of hope, you know, a little bit of something that makes it feel like it's not so bad. They're liars, and it's fake, and they don't even mean it. And then they come in and they stab in the back when all is said and done. They take these people that have nothing. They lie to their faces. They pretend like they're something they're not, and then they take their money. And then when push comes to shove, when they can do a little bit of something to help those people, they betray them. They don't do it. That's the worst thing in the world. That's the worst thing they could possibly be. What matters is moral courage. It doesn't matter how muscular you are, how many tattoos you have, if you have a manly beard, or you have a gun, or whatever, you're a jock, you act real macho, whatever. None of that matters if you don't have moral courage. What makes a man is your ability to defend right and wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your ability to tell the truth,
doing this for the Constitution,
to serve God,
the future of our republic.
And ultimately that means to fight for what is right. And if you can't do that, none of that stuff matters.
Oh, no, I don't feel like I have any responsibility to attack the Capitol. You know, it's despicable.
Where are the leaders that are going to rise up and you know, and maybe die and maybe face severe repercussions for opposing the system? Where are the heroes in politics? Where are the heroes in the churches? Where are the heroes leading this kind of stuff? We can make heroes, you know, but they need a leader. There's no leadership. So.
That's Nick Fuentes from America First Films on Twitter. And he's exactly right. It's what has disappointed me most in Donald Trump. He has seemingly completely abandoned the people that got him into office, completely abandoned the people that he swore to serve, completely abandoned Julian Assange, not pardoning him, pardoning rappers who are on trial for rape, pardoning businessmen who have defrauded the Medicare organization for $1.3 billion. We'll get into that. Here's what I'm going to do. I will be opening up the phone lines in the next segment. And in the next hour, I'll be going through Trump's pardons. I'll be going through the sycophantic press that is now just salivating at the idea of Joe Biden, the decrepit, dementia-ridden vampire Chinese agent that's now being put into office. I'll be covering what his admin will look like, what President Biden's administration will look like, what executive orders he's putting forward, some of the censorship that's coming down. We'll go through all of that in the next hour, as well as your phone calls starting in the next segment. And then in the last hour, I'll be joined by Alex Jones, who will be co-hosting with me as we watch the festivities, the funeral for America in the occupied city of Washington, D.C., celebrating the inauguration of Chinese agent Joe Biden.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out in a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, the only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Anybody listening to my voice, simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on Infowars.com. You support everything that we do here by going to InfowarsStore.com. It's a great globalist reset is here. Get prepared while you still can. Across the world, food prices are exploding while food supplies are drastically shrinking because the globalists have purposefully shut down the world economy, triggered a planetary depression, and caused mass starvation for depopulation, as quoted by Klaus Schwab, the UN, and as the New York Times reads. Here in America, the depression has been really rough on folks, but in the third world, people are dying. And it's causing border collapses, mass migrant waves to begin to invade the U.S. under U.N. control. It's an engineered planetary crisis. As such, it's come to our attention that there will be a round of rapid price increases on the way on storable food in 2021. This month already, we've been informed by UPS of a 5-6% shipping increase and a substantial cardboard box cost increase as more Americans than ever ship directly to their doorstep. And with the wage increase laws, our 5 warehouses nationwide are kicking these prices higher. This is for storable food. That's why you need this high quality, nutritious, storable food. It's one of the best investments you can make. With incredibly high packaging standards and 2,000 plus calorie meals, unlike competitors that charge more or less, charge more for less, but have flashier gimmicks. Prices have gone up a bit, but they're still under competitors' prices. This is where I get my storable food, and it's where you should get yours. You should get your orders in now, and they're talking about prices going up again in 6 months because of accelerating global inflation. So hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And this is the best insurance you could possibly have. It's insurance you can eat, insurance you can share with others in need in the hard times we are undoubtedly going into. That's the storable food at InfowarsStore.com. Get your storable food now before you need it. Say it time and time again. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And there will be a time in the very short future where it's highly, highly likely that grocery stores are out of food. Suddenly rationing goes into place and you're going to be sitting there thinking, wow, I should have, when I had the chance, bought that storable food. I should have made the orders back in January when InfoWars was telling me about this. Like we always do. We always predict this stuff. We always tell you about this stuff. And then it comes to fruition a year later, 6 months later, people look around going, oh, wow, I should have been listening to you then. Well, listen to us right now. Go get your storable food, put it in your closet. It can sit there for 25 years and still be edible. So what is the downside? There is no downside. Even if nothing happens, even if we're totally wrong and suddenly there's a complete renaissance and all of these corrupt scumbags that have taken over our government are suddenly kicked out by a populist uprising. I pray to God that happens. And if that does, hey, you've still got delicious food sitting in your closet for any day that you don't feel like cooking. You pop one of those in the microwave or the stovetop, however you need to cook it, and it'll be a delicious meal there on the ready. You can also get the water filters, the air filters, all of that's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones will be joining me in the third hour. We're probably going to be a little bit too busy covering the news to take calls, so we'll be taking your calls in this segment and in the second hour. And I'm asking for first-time callers only. First-time callers only. If you've never called in or if you've never gotten on the air, if you've called in and been put on hold or called in and haven't been able to get through, please call in. But if you've called in and spoken on American Journal before, I ask that you refrain from calling in right now. But if you're a first-time caller, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Call in now. If you agree with us, if you disagree with us, I don't care. Give us a call and let us know what you think, and we'll put you on air regardless of whether you agree with us or not. That's just the way we run things. And one of the most amazing things that has occurred over the last week has been the absolute sycophancy, the bootlicking glee with which the mainstream media has welcomed this illegitimate presidency. Let me just read you some headlines. So I hope you remember that when Donald Trump was duly elected in 2016, what the response was to that. It's almost like, I don't even feel like I need to be here. I feel like if you can't see this for yourself, it doesn't matter what I say, you're gone. But we're just going to pretend that there are people out there that don't see what's going on yet, that haven't yet awoken to the reality that's just slapping them in the face day in and day out. Let's pretend, shall we? Let's cast our minds back to 2016 when Donald Trump won, duly elected. Nobody expected it, but he did it. He pulled it out. He pulled through. He got elected president of the United States. Everybody was very, very concerned about authoritarianism. I'll tell you, if in 2016, before the Trump inauguration, D.C. was filled with 65,000 troops and there were people going on TV who were heads of the army saying we need to have purity tests and we need to kick out anybody that doesn't adhere to our view of what it is to be an American, and the entire National Mall was covered in flags because they weren't letting any people come, and the entire city of Washington, D.C. was locked down like the Green Zone in Iraq, I would have been a little freaked out. I would have thought, oh, God, maybe this is the authoritarianism they're warning about. Of course, that didn't happen. None of that happened. Nothing Trump did was authoritarian in the slightest. I wish it had been more so. I wish he had been more like the monster that they portrayed him as. Maybe we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now if he'd actually used an iron fist and clamped down on some of the anti-American activity that we saw, some of the censorship that we saw, some of the rioting, some of the chaos, some of the subversion. Maybe if he had been the authoritarian that they claimed he was, we wouldn't be in this situation, but here we are. And if we look back at 2016, we remember that it was all hair on fire, running around screaming, Trump's an authoritarian. How are we going to stop this? Everything he does, his haircut is authoritarian. His wife is authoritarian. The way he stands, his red tie is a symbol of white supremacy. I mean, it was just fury at every single thing that happened. Here's what the headlines look like today. Kamala Harris's style is ushering in a new generation of power dressing. Don't you just, she wears Converses, you guys. Isn't she great? We had a New York Times editor who has since deleted her tweet and actually deleted her entire Twitter at this point. And I think it was out of embarrassment for this tweet because she tweeted a picture of Joe Biden landing his plane and said, I'm getting chills. Just like when Obama was elected and it was chills up my leg whenever I hear him speak. Ooh, don't you just love him? Yes, this is where the media is now. Oh, I'm getting chills just watching Joe Biden's plane land. And they've since deleted that tweet. Amy Siskin says, this can't be said enough. We toppled a dictator. Well, no, you didn't. If he was a dictator, you wouldn't have been able to vote. You wouldn't have been able to cheat in your voting, which you did. They're calling that the big lie now. That's causing people to be violent. Michael Tracy puts a great media cheers D.C. under military occupation. Biden isn't even in office yet, but you have people like Cheryl Gay Stolberg saying, after a year of COVID deaths, racial unrest, a crushing recession, and a right-wing mob attacking my favorite building in America, it's nice to write a fun story. Here's one about Joe from Scranton and his fancy exercise bike. Another from Mohammed Safa says, Nancy Pelosi with her all-female Secret Service. This photo is badass. And then we have this charlatan. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlian, David Charlian saying that the sidelights on the National Mall's reflecting pool are like extension of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. In fact, we have that clip, and I'd like to go to it now. Clip 26, let's roll that.
There's still some tinkering going on with the inaugural address, but his aides have made really clear it's not like he's trying to ignore or paper over either what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago or what we've been through throughout 4 years of the Trump presidency. And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms. And contrast that with that video you just saw of a disgraced president on his way out at his lowest point in his presidency at the very end here by himself fighting for his political movement to live on, and not even necessarily promising that he's going to be leading that movement, you noted in his remarks tonight. I just think that sort of isolated.
The lights on the side of the reflecting pool are like Joe Biden's arms reaching out and embracing America. The razor wire on the fence around the Capitol is like Joe Biden leaning down to sniff your neck. If you're a young 8-year-old girl, the soldiers, tens of thousands of them, locking off the entire nation's capital to guarantee that nobody will stand up against this illegitimate president. That's like Joe Biden sitting you down on his knee and telling you his favorite story about corn pop. These people are sycophants. They're boot-licking psychopaths. And they spent the last 4 years telling you that you were bad for liking your president, and now they're going to kiss his boots.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Thing is actually not a vaccination. Pfizer and Moderna have been promoting what they call a vaccine. Now, for those of you who don't really think about it, you have thought about it because the public thinks that when you say vaccine, one of at least two things is happening. First is whatever you're getting is going to keep you from being infected by some sort of pathogen. So that's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that somehow or another, if you get that vaccine, somehow you're doing your public health bit to make sure that you don't transmit it to other people.
Yes.
Right? Am I going out on a limb here?
No, that's
the word vaccine. That's what kind of means that. And let's go back in history a little bit, shall we? Let's go back to 1905 to the very, 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 very famous Jacobson case in Massachusetts. The Supreme Court, 1905. And I'm going to read the quote because I think it's important. This court has more than once recognized as a fundamental principle that persons and property are subjected to all kinds of restraints and burdens in order to secure the general comfort, health, and prosperity of a state. So what the Supreme Court in Jacobson said was that the police powers, the public health powers, were legitimate if they secured the general comfort, health, and prosperity of the state. That implies that the individual benefit is superseded by a collective benefit, that somehow or another, the individual is not the point when it comes to public health laws. It's about the community, which would then suggest that to meet a vaccine public health standard and, quite frankly, a vaccine public health definition, something about either you are immune from getting a pathogen or, and potentially and, you are not going to transmit the pathogen must be part of what lives inside that definition.
Yes.
That's couldn't be more straightforward than the Supreme Court of the United States, 1905, which, by the way, happens to be a decision that I have yet to even meet many attorneys who have bothered reading it. They talk about vaccine litigation, but I haven't heard many that can actually quote the majority opinion out of Jacobson, which is a very dangerous problem that we have. But here's where it gets more interesting. So when Moderna was started, and if you go back and look at their SEC filings, and we've gone through all their SEC filings, they make a point of saying that their technology is a gene therapy technology. Gene therapy technology. Mm. You'll notice that they don't say vaccination. They actually say gene therapy technology. And it was set up to be a cancer treatment. So this is gene therapy chemotherapy. Now, let's just stop for a minute. Let's just ask the question. If Anthony Fauci got up and said to everybody, hey, we want you to take chemotherapy for the disease that you may or may not ever have,
who'd put the hand up for that?
There wouldn't be a single person raising their hand.
No.
The prophylactic chemotherapy. You wouldn't be doing it. You know why you wouldn't be doing it? Because it's a dumb idea. That's why you wouldn't be doing it.
And
states wouldn't be able to mandate it, and employers wouldn't be able to mandate. No employer would be able to mandate a chemotherapy for a disease that you don't have. That would not be a legal thing to do. But they called their technology gene therapy technology. They made a big point of saying that this was not investigational new drugs. This was gene therapy technology. This belonged in the Center for Biologics, potentially even the CDRH, the Center for Device and Radiologic Health.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith here on InfoWars.com and band.video. I'll be joined by Alex Jones in the next hour, so I want to get to as many of your calls as possible. Let's go to Uncle Scrooge Groyper in Massachusetts. Today is Steve Pachinik's deadline. Yep. Pelosi, Biden, they should all be arrested within the hour, Uncle Scrooge. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Harrison. And before I go into what I was calling you about, I just wanted to say you're doing an awesome job. I've been rooting for you to get a show for most of the time you've been at InfoWars. You're doing, I don't want to go into it too hard, but it's more like an InfoWars show now than it was with the show that was previously in that slot. The day after the election was embarrassing. It wasn't relevant. There was no election coverage till Alex came in studio, and apparently that was a bad thing. But anyway, let me move on. Yeah, Pachinik, it's interesting. Today is the deadline for the debt Pachinik made. Does this mean we'll never see Pachinik on Alex's show again, which was the bet? Since Alex is nice, Alex actually is a big tent guy. I can see, like, 2 months down the road, Pachinik will be back about something new to talk about, and that's nothing against Alex. That's just kind of how it goes. But yeah, I mean, Pachinik with what he was doing, it was kind of Q-ish. Same with Mike Adams gets kind of Q-ish, and I can understand why someone would have an issue with both those guys for that. But I mean, really, I'm up open to different people having different tastes. If they're on our side broadly, it's not a problem for me. But I mean, no, I mean, jumping off to the Q stuff, I mean, you think if they're right, today would be the day JFK Jr. will be walking out onto the White House balcony,
right,
showing the world his superpowers, and everything would be good from here on out. And I mean, it's a little too early to call it. It's not quite time for Biden's inauguration, but I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, and I don't think it's happening either. And so, yeah, I mean, that was the bet that was made. Steve Pachinik said, I'll never come on your show again. And then Alex said, well, you're going to have to come on and explain why you're wrong. So we'll at least see him one more time. And he comes on to say, yeah, just kidding. Just, you know, I was kidding about all that. I mean, go ahead.
Actually, during that last appearance, I developed a theory about him that I couldn't believe I had never thought of before. But if you ever watch, like, his own YouTube videos, there's an Asian woman who's always pressing the record button at the beginning, and sometimes she even prompts him on what to say off camera. She was actually doing that during that last interview with Alex. So, kind of jokingly to myself, during that last interview, I was like, oh my God, that's his Chinese handler, Pachinik. Pachinik is a Chinese asset. That's what this is. I don't even seriously mean that. It's kind of funny to me, but it's like, we really don't know what his deal really is. There's been, Alex was even calling him an O'Brien type the other day. There's been multiple times Pachinik has made appearances, and I've been thinking, what is he doing here? What is this? But it's always fascinating. It's always interesting, and I've never held it against Alex for continuing to have him on.
Yeah, and you know, I've been on with Pachinik and interviewed him, and he said stuff that I'm like, whoa, you are not allowed to say that if you're a part of the cabal or whatever. Like, he came on with me when I was hosting the David Knight Show one time, and was like, And I said something about Hezbollah, and he's like, well, Hezbollah are the good guys. And it's like, whoa, you are not allowed to say that if you're a part of the cabal, right?
Right. So, I think I missed that one, but wow,
Yeah, exactly. So he says stuff that's like, okay, this guy, you don't say that if you're a part of the globalist system. You're not allowed to like Hezbollah. Like that's, you're not allowed to do that. So it's that type of stuff that's like, okay, this guy, I don't think is part of the cabal. I don't think he's working in bad faith. But at the same time, what Cipacenik is very, very good at is getting headlines. What he's very, very good at is causing drama. Right. And that's one of the things that kind of, annoys me a little bit, or at least like every time Cipacenik comes on, it's like the Twitter feed is just like full of like, Cipacenik said this. Oh, he's a shill. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. And I just sort of go, I just sort of ignore it and go, whatever, you know, he's good at creating drama and that's what he does. And even when he says stuff, you know, when he's like, the Pope is a terrorist, it's like, okay, he knows what to say to make people want to talk about it. And he's very good at that. So, I mean, he seemed like he was sure about this. He put his reputation on the line. He put his, you know, livelihood on the line there. And, if it doesn't happen by noon today, I think we know what the answer is. So I don't know. Once again, it's like he says stuff that it's like, wow, I don't think you're controlled. I don't think you're a part of any cabal of any sort. I don't think you're, you know, just up here trying to trick everybody. You really are putting your life on the line here, your reputation on the line. But, you know, I never bought into it. I didn't think what he was saying was true. I said it'd be great if it was, but yeah, here we is.
It'd be awesome if it was, but I was highly skeptical.
Yeah.
99%, over 99%, I doubted what he was saying.
Yeah.
But I was still like, this would be great.
It would be.
Yeah, on that note, I don't know how much more time I have, but during Trump's farewell speech yesterday, I was listening to the War Room. Owen was playing it. I had actually fallen asleep, but I was here. I had a dream while I was listening to the speech because I heard Alex come in my dream, heard Alex on air saying, we're the only ones hearing this right now. Mm-hmm. So I was hearing the real speech, and in my speech, there was a certain point where Trump said something about election integrity or something vaguely about the deep state. And what happened was, in my dream, Trump suddenly pulled out some kind of super futuristic long gun. And I'm thinking, what is this? What's he going to do? And then there's all these deep state people at tables before where the stage where he was giving the speech. Federal agents come out, start stun gunning them in the neck, bring out babies on sleeping children and babies, put them in their laps. You realize it's their children or grandchildren. And I'm like, wait, this looks awesome. But what's happening with these children? Trump isn't so cruel. He would, to get at these people, he would hurt their children. And these demonic clowns come out and start eating the children. And I'm thinking, okay. This is fake. This is fake. This is symbolic. Trump's not having these children get eaten.
Yeah, well, interesting. Okay. I mean, it's a very weird dream you had there, but, yeah, nothing of the sort actually happened, but, I gotta move on to other calls. Thank you so much for the call. Uncle Scrooge Groyper from Massachusetts. Thank you. Let's go to Ronnie in Atlanta has a message to the people. Thanks for calling in, Ronnie. You're on the air.
What's going on, Harrison? You hear me all right?
I hear you fine.
Yeah, man. First time caller. I've been listening to you guys for years now. I just wanted to kind of give a little message here. I saw Schroyer the other night. He was reeled down the dumps because, you know, we have to stop putting so much faith into these politicians in general. Like I'll go as far as to say these elections didn't matter for the last few decades, like, and you know, we all wanted to have hope, we all wanted to have faith, but look, here's the reality of it. Trump folded on it. He set down this basket of eggs that we all put it in, put it on the sidewalk and said, shit, I'm done, all right? And what we need to be doing now is organizing in a different fashion. Screw the protests. We need to be creating communities of trade, commerce, ways that we can get food from one another to other people, because look, once they start doing this vaccine thing, we patriots aren't going to be able to do jack. Mm. And right now we should be preparing for what we know is coming. Something else. People, if you can in your state, renew your registration on your vehicles, your insurance, your driver's license. Do it now. Don't wait. Because once they throw out this mandate with the vaccines, that's one of the easiest ways they can force you to take it. They don't let you, here's your registration. oh, well, you got to get a vaccine first. Oh, I guess I just can't drive. And you know they're going to have checkpoints in cities where they enforce a lot of this stuff, though, you know, by running routes to family members' houses that don't have you going on highways or through crazy cities if you're on the outskirts and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And, I love what you're saying. You're forward thinking, Ronnie.
And you know, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and I moved out here to Atlanta. I've been through that Mike Brown crap. We all saw what was going on out there. It was basically a smaller beta test of can somebody do what they did with Chaz? Will somebody do what they did with the Capitol? I've been noticing a lot of these little small beta tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they beta tested, and now they're rolling it out nationwide, and you're exactly right. We need to be forward-thinking, and you know, I came to the realization yesterday, it's like, oh my God, the sovereign citizen people were right. The people I knew that have never had a driver's license, they were actually the right ones the whole time, and we need to get on that train.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation and all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse. Like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Let's go right out to your phone calls once again. We're going to try to get as many as possible in this hour. Kyle in Wisconsin wants to talk about censorship. Thanks for calling in. Kyle, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison? You got me?
I got you.
Hey, man. I guess before I say this, I just want to get this out there. This sucks, man.
Yeah.
This is just such a letdown, like you were saying. It's something that you see someone finally starting to fight for you, and then it just feels like it's like, we gave it the best shot. We'll get it back in the next 4 years, which it just won't happen. And that kind of leads me into the point with the censorship and the hypocrisy. You know, you'll have, you know, a liberal, for example, saying, well, Twitter's a private company. They can refuse their business. Well, then, okay, then how come all these businesses that are private companies, how come they have to enforce a mask mandate? If they can decide who they give business to, what they allow, what they don't allow, why can't they say, I'm going to have 100% capacity and nobody wears a mask. If you're wearing a mask, I won't serve you. Like, what's stopping that? What's the difference?
Yeah, the difference is that hypocrisy is not something that they care about, I guess. I mean, it's almost a joke at this point where, you know, you hear people they're hypocrites. And it's like, yeah, they're hypocrites. It's like pointing that out has no effect on them. You know, it's almost like if they had souls, if they had humanity in them and you were like, hey, you're being hypocritical here, they would go, I guess I kind of am being hypocritical here. You know, I guess it is kind of weird that, you know, our, you know, illegitimate president is being inaugurated with tens of thousands of soldiers blocking off the entire, you know, every street in D.C. This does seem kind of hypocritical, and maybe I should think about this, but they don't have souls. They aren't human. They just go, yeah, whatever. We have the power, so we'll enforce whatever the hell we want. It doesn't matter how hypocritical it is. So that's why it's like, it's almost like, what am I even doing here? If you can't see this, if you can't see how hypocritical it is, it's literally slapping you in the face and you aren't aware of it, am I going to be able to get through to you? I don't know if I can. So yeah, it's incredibly disappointing. It's incredibly frustrating. And, you're exactly right. And especially, you know, the people coming out and going, I thought private companies could do whatever they want, as if that's like us saying that. It's like, no, it's Mitch McConnell saying that. It's the old school Republicans who we hate, who despise us, who have worked against Trump at every turn. They're the ones that say that. So it's not even like you're throwing it back at our face like we're hypocrites, which is what they're trying to do. It's like, no, we've never said like, private company, they can do whatever the hell they want. It's like, but, you know, yes, if they were consistent at all, you're exactly right. Companies could do whatever they wanted and they could tell the federal government to stuff it. But that's not how it works, because if they try, if a company here, if a restaurant in Austin goes, hey, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing 100% capacity, no mask required. Guess what? The police come, knock on their door, shut them down. So like they can't do that. So we can point out the hypocrisy all we want. It's not going to stop it. It's not going to reverse it. It's incredibly disappointing. But I totally agree with you, Kyle.
Disappointing, especially too, when it's empowering, when you see the left essentially discriminate against someone on the right. But then if someone on the right were to do it, you're a multitude of names they could call you: misogynist, racist, homophobe, whatever it may be. But just the last thing that I want to say too, man, is I understand this inauguration is coming up here, and it's such a far and a long shot, but I think every single Trump supporter in the back of their head is thinking, just please God, let some sort of miracle happen where these 40,000 or 60,000 troops, it's to keep these criminals inside. And it's not a statement to the protesters in our country. It's a statement to the rest of the world that Trump is saying, I just arrested these people. Try us. I got 60,000 troops around here. They're going down.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Trump card. He had a royal flush and he folded. So, it's, you know, if that happens, I swear to God, I will kiss the boot of every Q supporter I come across. I will debase myself. I don't care. I give up anything and everything to have that be true, but it's not true. So it's just like, that's just the way it is. And it should be. I mean, The evidence is there. It's all there. And now if it doesn't happen, we'll never get answers. I mean, Joe Biden is a literal communist agent, literally tied in with China completely. His whole family is corrupt when it comes to China. He literally has dementia. He was one of the least popular people in the Democratic primary. He wasn't the least popular because the least popular was Kamala Harris, who will soon be president of the United States, probably within the year. He's completely, I mean, he is a literal rapist, right? There are very credible accusations about him being a rapist with Tara Reid. There's video after video of him diddling kids in full plain view. The election was stolen completely. We never even got to the bottom of Spygate. John Durham never even interviewed the main people involved in it. So, yeah, as soon as this inauguration goes through, all of that corruption, all of that just absolute anti-American, anti-democracy, anti-republic, all of that just gets swept completely under the rug, and we're all supposed to bow down to this decrepit old vampire. I mean, yeah, it's utterly sickening. Thanks for the call, Kyle. I want to get to one more in this segment. We got two more minutes before the commercial break. Let's go to Tint in Missouri. Thanks for calling in, Tint. You're spreading a word. I'm not sure what that word is, but you're on the air now, Tint.
It's actually Trent.
Trent, okay. That makes more sense.
the only thing I want to say is, like, I'm not sure if it's just me being crazy, but, I mean, like everywhere I go, I have on whiteout on all my whole car, like, banned out video. It's banned out video everywhere. Everyone should have a megaphone. I mean, I've never seen banned out video advertised anywhere. And I just don't know why that is.
Well, what's your reaction when people see your car covered in a Bandod video?
I get a bunch of reactions. They always ask what it is, and I just tell them, like, exactly what it is. And on the very back of my window, it says, "Do not take the vaccine.
Good.
Pandemic." And then they always, like, say about that, and you just tell them what's going on. Because, I mean, I'm all in. I can't get a job. I'm not going to ever wear a mask. I will just never comply in the slightest way.
Good.
It's going to take everyone to do this. And I don't care if it screws your job over. It's going to take everyone to do this, and we're all going to back you up. And if you see someone getting belittled, talking the truth, you join and you stay behind them, like, no matter who it is. Like, this is getting ridiculous. And I'm not going to, I'm the kid that's too scared to go up to the pencil sharpener in school. Now I got to, have signs in my car. I'm like... It's just ridiculous. Like everyone's got to get some brain force or something. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. We need to stand up. You need to just not. And again, fear is the mind killer, right? Fear is the small death that brings total obliteration. If they can inoculate you with fear, then they can do whatever the hell they want with you, and you are scared to stand up for yourself. And I should really play. Here's the guy standing up in Costco. I should play that video. It's a TED Talk about what it takes to be a movement. And I'm sure you've seen it because it's gone viral multiple times over the last several years. And it's showing a guy and he's dancing by himself, and he looks totally ridiculous. And then somebody else goes up and starts dancing with him. And suddenly, there's 30, 40, 50 people, and everybody's dancing, and it's a metaphor basically for how movements start. And so
it's like when someone crosses a yellow light and someone's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go behind them."
Yes. Yeah, people are sheep, man, and they need somebody else to stand up for them, and then they'll feel comfortable standing up themselves. So you need to, in your own personal life, not care about what people think about you. Do the thing you know is right, say what you know to be true, and then before you know it, you'll have 10, 12, 50 people around you going, "Yeah, you know what? That is true. That is right. We don't need to wear these masks. We don't need to adhere to these absurd dictates. We can stand up for ourselves. We can be brave and stop all this if we just stand up."
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888 888-
888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday. When I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah, I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, guys, we'll be taking calls for 30 more minutes here before Alex Jones joins us at the 10 o'clock hour. And we'll try to get as many calls as possible. Let's go to Renegade Patriot in Ohio. Thanks for calling in, Renegade Patriot. You are on the air.
Greetings, Harrison. This is the Renegade Patriot in Ohio. I was just calling in because I've been listening for 11 years in silence, but it prompted me to make my own YouTube channel that was inspired partly by InfoWars and by a political prisoner named Charles Dyer, Sergeant Charles Dyer, known as July 4 Patriot on YouTube. My YouTube channel has since been terminated. I amassed between my YouTube and my Facebook a following of about 4,000 people who hung on the words that I said and the truths that I told. And for me exposing the things with COVID and what's going on with the Mark of the Beast system, I was silenced for it. I'm still on Parler at Renegade Patriot 76. And I have talks with my mother, you know, about these things. And then she'll say out of one side of her head that she knows I'm telling the truth, but then go along with this COVID fear. And that seems to be what people are doing. They're just giving into this fear, no matter what we say.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the most frustrating things possible. You can show people beyond a reasonable doubt. You can go, look, here's what's going on. Here's all the proof it's happening. And they go, gosh, yeah, you seem awfully right. But, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep believing the lies. And at the end of the day, what are you supposed to do about that? I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to go down the path of death. They're not going to drag us with them. And it's very good to hear that you've started your own program. I say don't give up. Keep trying to get it out. Keep making podcasts and all sorts of stuff. There's other ways around the censorship, and I hope that you continue to try to get that message out there. I'm going to move on because I want to get to as many calls as possible. Thanks for the call. Renegade Patriot. Follow that man on whatever platforms you can find him. On Parler. Renegade Patriot on Parler. All right. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Caroline in Washington State. Because you are making a very good point, something I totally agree with. What we're seeing now is a repeat of what happened in South Africa. Thanks for calling in, Caroline. You're on the air.
Hi. I love your show. I love InfoWars, first of all. But, yes, I was born and raised in South Africa and under the apartheid regime. And when I moved here right after I got out of high school, it was in the late 80s. It was when it was Free Mandela, end apartheid sanctions against South Africa. And all these documentaries were on TV. And it was the first time I ever heard the word apartheid. Mm. It was the first time I was ever even exposed to the reality of what was happening in South Africa. And I was horrified. And it took something to accept that that was real, that that was true, about South Africa and the white people and the people of color and what was happening. But it opened my eyes to propaganda and censorship and the danger of it. Mm. Because when you have control of all of these social outlets for the news, you dictate exactly what you want the story to be, and everyone believes it because they don't know that it's not true. They just believe it's true. And so now here I am, and I'm seeing in South Africa, one of the first things they did was they took away everyone's weapons. Mm. Come and hand in all your weapons. People did that. Now they know that people are disarmed. You've got a genocide going on against the white farmers that just is allowed to be. You've got one of the most progressive constitutions in the world, and yet it's really done nothing except for the people in power and their cronies. The majority of the people of color in South Africa, their lives haven't changed.
Right.
They are still living in poverty. What has happened is the middle class has been plundered, and they have fallen down. They have not risen up. They have fallen down, and that is what's happening here. I look at the banking crisis, 2007-08. Like the banks ever trusted the people with their money and gave out way more money than they knew people could afford. That was a total setup. And I try and tell people. And I try, you know, since I got to this country, I look at how more people have to work. We think, oh, women are getting out of the home into the workplace to make life better for everybody. But then everyone's lives got economically worse. Everything got so expensive. You know, people's quality of life went down, even though more people were working in the household. I'm seeing all of this. I can't believe this is happening. You know, I am like the only person in the last year. I think I've seen two other people walk around without a mask on.
Right.
It's just the level, the dangers of propaganda and censorship are just so incredibly dangerous. And so I think part of me wants to say, you know, we need to find some compassion for the people who have been propagandized this way. They don't know any better. If they knew any better, they wouldn't be going along with it. They have been completely propagandized, brainwashed, and they don't even know it's happened. I just can't believe what's happening. I really can't. This is really the end of freedom for mankind. This is their plan for global dominance, and they are, you know, they've been doing it in plain sight for years. And I am censored in my own family. I am not allowed to research. I am not allowed to talk about what I discover. And this is my family from South Africa who know the dangers of censorship and propaganda. You know, it's just, I don't even know where to go next. I'm completely blown away. It's like, you know, we're supposed to learn from history so we don't repeat mistakes. But these people, they study history to see what works in their favor, and they repeat those mistakes over and over again, and we just go along with it. Like we have short-term memory loss or something, or long-term memory loss. I don't know. But it's just, people need to wake up, man. You know?
Wow.
The Democrats, they don't realize their freedom of speech is coming next. They don't know they've already lost it because they're on the side of the narrative, of the controllers. But wait, the time is coming when something that matters to them, and they are going to get censored, and then, you know, you're going to have people going, I told you so, and it doesn't matter at that point. It doesn't matter who was right or wrong right now when they discover that their freedom of speech is gone as well, you know? People need to wake up, and people need to start finding compassion for each other, regardless of like your political stance. We're human beings. We need to come together. We need to stop this racism and bullshit that is going on. Oops, sorry.
No.
It's, you know, we need to start thinking for ourselves, because if we don't, it is over. I mean, it is over for us. We're just the factory farmed animals for these people. That's all we are. And as soon as we lose our value, they want you to die. Try get on Social Security in this country. It is almost impossible. Even if you have all the right things that they say you need, it's practically impossible. Look, when you retire, you are no longer generating income for the state. You don't even get dental. You don't even get hearing aids covered most of the time. The things that you need when you're elderly, and you expect all your hard-earned money that you've been investing, you know, through your taxes and whatever, you expect those to actually come into play as a thank you for what you've done for this country and generating economic wealth in whatever capacity you did. But it's not there. You become dead weight. You become a parasite, you know, and it's just going to get worse now. I mean, I can't believe this guy is getting in today. I can't believe they pulled this off. I am like, what is wrong with people? You have a brain. You're smart. Trust your own gut. Trust your own instinct. Think for a second. You know, oh, we're having a very mild flu season. And, oh, very few cancer deaths this year and last year. Really? But the amount of deaths in the U.S. from last year to this year, pretty much the same. So I don't understand. But this is the dangers of propaganda and censorship.
Yeah.
It is insidious.
Absolutely. I don't even want to interrupt you, because you're making such good points, and you're such a powerful caller. It's truly incredible, and I understand your frustration. I understand that for people that are paying attention, it's like it makes you want to rip your hair out and go, what the hell is wrong with you people? And it's not even, I mean, I agree with you. It is the propaganda. It is the censorship. But at the same time, they saw all the riots over the summer. They saw the insanity. They saw the buildings burning down. If they can't see through it, what can we do?
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Alex Jones will be joining me at the 10 o'clock hour. That is next segment. So we'll try to finish up with phone calls here. And you're welcome to stay on the line, but we will likely be covering too much news to be able to go to phone calls in the next hour. So we'll try to finish up with them here. Let's go to John in Houston. Wants to talk about the Biden administration. Thanks for calling in, John. You are on the air.
Hi, yes. After analyzing the top 10 high rank picks for Biden, all 10 of them have dual citizenship in the state of Israel. So, you know, Trump tried his best to get that support from the Israeli lobby, and really he was basically the best president for Israel ever. I mean, that's actually true. Yet it didn't even work. Somehow they don't support him now, and they're all Biden's their man. And Bibi Netanyahu, as you guys know, congratulated Biden even before the socialist president of Mexico did. So, I mean, I'm really disappointed that Israeli people there, they seem to be pro-Biden. You got to ask yourself, why is that? When Trump gave them everything they wanted. So the only thing I can think of is, a famous rabbi in Israel came out and said, now that America is no longer the global leader, Israel will be the global leader. And so on that note, you need to know that the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative is a global infrastructure project with Israel as its destination and capital. So the truth is if you know about the Templars, why are they called Templars? Well, that's because they want to rebuild Solomon's temple, which the Bible tells you when they rebuild that temple, that will be the religious capital of the one world government. And so the Templars have been trying to do that for over 1,000 years. When people say, oh, they've been trying to do this for hundreds of years, actually, it's over 1,000 years that this global plot has been going down. And through usury, the Catholic Church got co-opted, because at first, everybody knows, Christianity, there was no usury. It was illegal. Once they got involved in that, the only way the Catholic Church could start a bank in the system of usury was to take a loan from the existing international banking system, which was Jewish. So the same thing with the Muslims. They were not allowed to do usury. When they started doing usury, they have to get their initial starting off loan from the Jewish banking cartel, who were international because they were kicked out of the Holy Land. So this is just basic history. And the money, you follow the money and you figure it all out. So why is Biden's administration full of dual citizens with Israel? What is their plan for America? Well, remember what you said it best, Hillary Clinton, she wanted to attack Iran. But when they simulate war with Iran, it's not so pretty. We need a draft, and we don't even know if we can win. It seems endless, and there's massive destruction. So that's how the Roman Empire fell, because they opened their borders and overextended militarily. So I think Biden is going to usher in many things that will be on purpose to bring America down.
Yeah, hell, you're making a lot of good points. I have the image here that's been going around. All 10 of Biden's high-profile appointees are Jews and dual citizens with Israel. You have Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, Secretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland, the Office of Science and Technology Policy Eric Lander, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency David S. Cohen. Now, call me crazy. I think the people serving in our government, serving in the American government, should not be dual citizens with another country. Am I crazy for thinking, am I an anti-Semite for thinking that our government should be filled with American citizens and only American citizens, John?
Well, remember, there was this nice, sweet little Jewish lady who came onto Oprah and said that within the Jewish community, there are people who are not Jewish. They're hiding under Judaism, but they're not Jews. They don't follow Moses. They don't follow the Torah. They don't follow the Ten Commandments. So if you're a Jew and you actually follow the Ten Commandments, you know, you're not the problem. We're not talking about you. But there are people who hide behind this Judaism, and she openly admitted they are breeding babies with really obese people who you can't even tell they're pregnant, and then they do satanic rituals. And when Oprah asked her, why are you doing this, she goes, for power, like it was an obvious thing, like you should know. So I don't think these people are actually Jews. I think they're part of a organization that is satanic, that is hiding behind Judaism.
Wow. Well, regardless, it's a foreign nation that has dual citizens at the top ranks of our government. You know, Biden said he wanted his administration to look like America. Maybe it does. Maybe this is what he meant by our administration looking like America does. Thanks for the call, John. Powerful stuff. Let's go to Julian in Texas, who wants to talk about the inauguration. Thanks for calling in, Julian. You are on the air.
Awesome, man. Can you hear me good?
I hear you fine.
All right. So the inauguration, I think it's going to go smooth. I don't think we're going to see any issue, any false flags or anything today, just because of word of mouth, you know, y'all telling everyone, be safe, don't go out and be part of the shenanigans that happened, you know, on the last Capitol riot, which, you know, I think that we shouldn't put ourselves in a bad situation to where they can come after us for any other reason. And another point I want to make is, you know, the first 100 days of Biden's administration, what exactly will he do and how fast are things going to progress? You know, I feel like 2020 was kind of a test run to kind of like start normalizing a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this coming year, they're going to put all their plans in full effect, full speed, and kind of see how much it can get away with and how fast it can do it. And I know that our First Amendment going away fast, you know, some say it's already gone. What are we going to do as a society once they come for the Second Amendment? You know, I think you were talking about this earlier in the week or last week, saying that, you know, we going to fall back on the Second Amendment and protect that and stand up for that, or are we going to let that go in the same way that we let the First Amendment go, you know, put up a fight, but in the end, you know, basically be submissive, big tech and the government.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's going to move fast. And I've said it before, it's not a coincidence that you have all of these COVID lockdown measures and contact tracing and mask laws. It's not a coincidence that all that is happening at the same time that you have the purging of conservatives from daily life. All of these things run hand in hand with each other. I think it's going to move incredibly quickly. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I keep saying it. We are in a new world. The First Amendment will not protect us. The Second Amendment, they are certainly coming for an axe. In fact, the rumor is Laura Loomer has been banned from owning guns. And the point is you have to not make it easy for them, not comply when they try to do things that are unconstitutional. You have a right by God to protect yourself and a right by God to speak in the first and exercise your First Amendment rights. That was a codification of a natural right. It was not something that was given to us by the government. And so, yes, we are going to move into a very new dynamic. And I've said it before, I think geographic approximation will suddenly become very important. I think you need to find like-minded people that you can be near, that you can protect each other, that you can actually put up a substantial force in order to prevent the American forces from coming in and robbing you of the rights that you have as a sovereign individual. I think, you know, personally, maybe I'm a little biased because I'm from Texas, but I can't think of a better place to gather patriots and say, everybody who's out there in America, I know it would suck to have to leave your home and go to a different place, but if we stay disseparated, if we stay sort of in these small pockets around, they'll come one by one and scoop us all up. We have to gather in a single place. We have to defend that place. We have to create areas of land that the powers that be cannot break into, cannot get into. We need to have our own autonomous zones around the country, that are perhaps entire cities, perhaps entire states. And eventually, you know, I think moving to Texas secession, which should be a primary concern of ours, because within these first 100 days, we will see an insane number of, executive orders and other sorts of, laws being passed that will dilute our ability to get ourselves represented, through the vote. Now, just to run through a few of them, Joe Biden is going to scrap President Trump's pro-life policy, force Americans to fund Planned Parenthood. He plans on making 11 million or more illegal aliens citizens immediately. They're going to open the borders. They're rescinding Trump administration's 1776 commission, directing agencies to review their actions and ensure racial equity. Everything's going to be based off this racial equity, which basically means robbing white people and rewarding non-white people in order to basically do a genocide on white people. I mean, let's not mince words here. Everything that the Chinese are doing to the Uyghur Muslims are exactly what the plans are for the Biden administration for white people. I mean, when you say it's a good thing and we're making policy in order to decrease the share of the population that white people hold, that is a genocidal policy. Let's not mince words. Let's not pretend like this is something that it isn't. This is a genocidal policy to essentially eradicate anybody from standing up against these people. And it all has to do with the fact that white people historically have been the only civilization, as far as the world is concerned, that actually puts in freedom into their governmental organizations. And that is mostly based on the fact that Christianity is a European religion. So third hour begins on the other side.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do.
And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I love the music to this show, and it's like, welcome to American Journal. And then it's just like, war, war, we're at war here. We must defeat them. You must prepare yourself for battle. It's gone a little bit off the rails here, but we're just reacting to, in real time, to what's going on politically around the country. And just letting you know the true danger that this nation is in. I wish I could come up here and just, you know, well, here's what's happening in the government today. Oh, these things are bad, but these things are good. No, it's all bad. It's all tyrannical. It's all authoritarian. It's all genocidal. So that's the mood we're going to have to take here, because we're dealing with reality. Here we see the millionaires, the billionaires, the sycophants, the tyrants, the bootlickers all getting ready to welcome in the illegitimate president, Joe Biden, completely cheated, complete fraud. And here are the fraudsters joining him in that. I want to go to this video. I've mentioned it a few times, and I just want to play it in case people don't know what I'm talking about. It's apolitical. This isn't about politics. This is about what it is to create a movement and get that movement going. And this should be inspiration to you in your everyday life, because you need to know what it takes to overcome the fear, what it takes to get a movement going, what it takes to take an idea and put it into action and get followers and then move forward. And we have been an example of that here at InfoWars. Alex Jones was sort of the first person to have the bravery and have the wherewithal to come out and tell people what's going on. And you find, just like this TED Talk that we're about to go to, as soon as one person has the bravery to stand up against what's going on alone by himself, he may seem ridiculous because he's the only one doing it. But soon enough, somebody sees him and goes, you know what? That guy's got the right idea. And they join him, and somebody else joins him, then somebody else. So let's go to this video now. It's a TED Talk that is very important and very pertinent to where we are now and what we need to do moving forward to create this movement and keep going into the future.
So ladies and gentlemen, at TED, we talk a lot about leadership and how to make a movement. So let's watch a movement happen, start to finish, in under 3 minutes and dissect some lessons from it. First, of course, you know, a leader needs the guts to stand out and be ridiculed. But what he's doing is so easy to follow. So here's his first follower with a crucial role. He's going to show everyone else how to follow. Now notice that the leader embraces him as an equal. So now it's not about the leader anymore. It's about them, plural. Now there he is calling to his friends. Now if you notice that the first follower is actually an underestimated form of leadership in itself. It takes guts to stand out like that. The first follower is what transforms a lone nut into a leader. And here comes a second follower. Now it's not a lone nut, it's not two nuts. Three is a crowd, and the crowd is news. So a movement must be public. It's important to show not just the leader, but the followers, because you find that new followers emulate the followers, not the leader. Now here come two more people, and immediately after, three more people. Now we've got momentum. This is the tipping point. Now we've got a movement. So notice that as more people join in, it's less risky. So those that were sitting on the fence before now have no reason not to. They won't stand out, they won't be ridiculed, but they will be part of the in crowd if they hurry. So over the next minute, you'll see all of the those that prefer to stick with the crowd, because eventually they would be ridiculed for not joining in. And that's how you make a movement. But let's recap some lessons from this. So, first, if you are the type, like the shirtless dancing guy, that is standing alone, remember the importance of nurturing your first few followers as equals. So it's clearly about the movement, not you. Okay, but we might have missed the real lesson here. The biggest lesson, if you noticed, did you catch it? Is that leadership is over-glorified. That yes, it was the shirtless guy was first, and he'll get all the credit, but it was really the first follower that transformed the lone nut into a leader. So as we're told that we should all be leaders, that would be really ineffective. If you really care about starting a movement, have the courage to follow and show others how to follow. And when you find a lone nut doing something great, have the guts to be the first one to stand up and join in. And what a perfect place to do that, TED. Thanks.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
We're 13 days out from Joe Biden, right over there. I predicted, I said, people go, hey, they're building a stage. Trump thinks he's going to win. And I went, well, they're building it. That's just what the federal government does in case Biden wants it. Well, Biden now admitted last week he's canceling doing a parade and speaking. He'd already said it was virtual because that's because he wanted to do a feint where, oh, I'm not going to be out there. Don't come protest me. So then he's like, oh, actually, I am going to be there, but now I'm not going to be there. And so that's really what they're planning, I think, is that Biden is going to show up on that stage, but only have their little minions there because they're all about deception. And so I think that's what's really happening. But to symbolically have the Trump folks take that over, I would have been fine with them taking the stage over symbolically. I was just mad that Antifa tricked them from, you know, actually going in there.
Infowars.com. There's a war on for your mind. Alex Jones is in the building. He will be joining me in the next segment, but that means we have time for one or two more calls. Let's go to, is it Ricky in North Carolina? Wants to talk about secession. Thanks for calling in, Ricky. I think I have your name right. Is that right, Ricky?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That is. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, it's like these people who serve the devil and evil, like they have literally no interest in truth anymore. And the only thing that was kind of holding that together was the facade of some of the people, of most of the right, you know, trying to, you know, save their own faces. And so as they've now, you know, stabbed Trump in the back, like at this point, there's nothing more to talk about. Like, what else can we say? Like, we can't trust our voting process. We can't trust Congress. We can't even trust our vice president. So like, what are we even talking about anymore?
I'm talking about secession. I'm talking about breaking away. I'm talking about a declaration of independence against the tyrants and the sycophants that we now see gathering in Washington, D.C. for this this fraud.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. The only conversation to have is secession and militias. Those are the two conversations that we need to be having because everything else we've tried hasn't worked. We've been peaceful. Didn't work. You know, we've done protests. Didn't work. We tried to actually vote the right president in. Didn't work. So now, you know, they're out here with all these National Guard troops God knows what reason. And it's like, what are we even trying to discuss anything with these people for anymore? Like, it's just like, we're just done. We need to be done. And me and my husband, we are already talking to a realtor about buying land in Texas because.
Good. Come on down, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah, for real. The last thing, and I've been telling all my friends that, I said, look, like, and we all are Trump supporters. And they're like, look, like, we've all, like, there's nothing more to talk about. We tried to talk. Talking is over. We're done with talking. And I'm not saying be violent, but, like, the only conversation they're going to be willing to have a conversation about is if the states that agree with Texas, which there are quite a few, actually decide to come together and secede. That's when a real conversation can happen. So that's what I think.
I completely agree. I welcome you, Ricky. Once you're down here, give us a call again and we'll get together and we'll get this thing going. There's already a bill for Texas secession in the state house here. And I say we get behind it. And if we could get a critical mass of Texans down here and people in other states, I just saw Caleb Hull on Twitter said he just closed a house in Texas. There's plenty of room, folks. Come on down. We need to outpace the Californians that are moving in at like 1,000 a day here. Like, you need to get here before, you know, we're totally overwhelmed by the leftist from the coast. I think it's absolutely great. And I think everything that you're saying is dead on accurate. You're exactly right. I mean, there is no reason why we should continue to play this game when it's rigged against us. I mean, it's like they're asking us to adhere to the rules. You know, it's like we're playing Monopoly. They're asking us to adhere to the rules. Meanwhile, they're playing banker and just dishing out cash to all their friends. And it's just like, why would we keep playing this? Let's flip the board over and start our own game with our own rules. I think you're exactly right, Ricky, and I thank you so much for the call. And I look forward to you becoming a Texan. And by the way, this is a long and storied tradition of Texans. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Texas Revolution had already started by the time people like Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett and many others who were in Tennessee and New Orleans and other places all around the United States, they came to Texas specifically to fight in the Texas Revolution. Davy Crockett was not a Texan before the Texas Revolution. He saw what was going on in Texas and he said, to quote him, you may all go to hell, I'm going to go to Texas. And he came down here and he fought and he gave his life in the Alamo to fight for our freedom. He was a congressman and I think he was from Tennessee originally. A lot of the guys from Texas were originally in Tennessee. Same with Sam Houston. Sam Houston came down because Andrew Jackson told him, look, Texas is going to have to fight for its freedom against the tyrants of Mexico very soon, and they're going to need a leader. So, Sam Houston, you need to get down there and lead the troops. And so that's what he did. So, you know, this is what happened, you know, with Texas in the 1830s, and it needs to happen again. People from other parts of the country need to recognize Texas is the future. We are the frontier, and you need to come down here and help us fight for freedom because this is where it starts. And from here, we can build a base and expand out. But if we have just 10% of the population in New York and we're 15% of the population in California and whatever here and there and there and there. Well, you're just an absolute minority wherever you go. If we could become an absolute majority here in Texas and start here and show people that we can do it, we have our own power grid, we have our own military, we can stand up against it and still, you know, have the strength to fend off, intrusion from China or from anybody else, for that matter. Hell, you know, looking at what's going on with the Mexican president, I think we got an ally right there to our southern border who will help us get rid of the big tech censorship and everything else. So I think it's exactly what we should be doing. Everybody who's anybody who can should be coming to Texas or one of the neighboring states and helping to put this forward and just absolutely overwhelming the small percentage of people that are here that don't want to see this happen. So thank you so much for the call, Ricky. Let's go to Joseph in Arizona, our final call before Alex Jones joins me in studio. Joseph in Arizona, you are on the air, sir.
Harrison, appreciate you, my guy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, so I have a couple points here. You know, first and foremost, I'm hearing a lot of the negativity today, and it makes sense, right? I mean, we're looking at the landscape of things, and it looks bleak. But here's the reality. No man can be our savior but Jesus, okay? But this is not a sad day. This is an opportunity for us. And here's the key to capitalize on this. Number one, got to know your enemy. Got to understand. We can sit here complaining, regurgitating information, talking about it over and over again. But the keys are what you discussed earlier, organizing, finding people in your family, your friends, your church, putting a plan together to get in local office, or in this case, go down to Texas and work together with people to really organize and put something together. Look, it took 58 years for the current communist goals that were put into effect in congressional record January 10, 1963, to finally come into play here in 2021. The key is these people took action. There was power in their unity, and they were able to accomplish their goal. The same thing is going to be for us. If we will unify and come together instead of being rogue and afraid to speak up and actually do something, that's where our power is going to come into play. But again, it's God-centered. You know, I look at 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And I think that this is a testament not only to people who have had wickedness in their hearts to actually accomplish something that's very anti-Christ, but it's also a testament to those of us who believe in God and core values that, you know, originate from Christ and from the Bible, that have abandoned post, have walked away from our goals, our values, our ethics system, our integrity, and we've let these people come in and infiltrate because we've been too afraid to stand up and stand for our faith. Mm. And so I think that, you know, putting these things together, faith, family, organization, having a structured, detailed plan is what's going to give us the ability to win this thing back or to create something fresh and brand new. But at the end of the day, if we just stay silent, stay by the side, we're not going to do anything.
Words of wisdom, sir. I completely agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for the call, Joseph. I can hear Alex Jones in the other room right now. He will be joining me in the next segment to break down some of the incredible news from today. I thank you so much for your phone calls. The American Journal will continue in just a moment. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Some incredible sales right now. Get yourself some brain force. Get yourself some turbo force. Let's do this. We'll take back America one way or the other.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars, even making social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In the year 2021, ladies and gentlemen, a cacophony of chaos and nonsense that never seems to end, only seems to get crazier. You're watching American Journal on InfoWars.com. I'm Harrison Smith, joined by Alex Jones. Welcome, Alex.
Yeah, and I'm just popping in for a segment here to invite all your wonderful viewers to have our live coverage coming up here in just about 39 minutes of the installation, the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy, Biden. I think it's very important to note here that this is a 100-plus-year project of the British Empire to establish world government, the corporate interest of the British Empire. It's not a British conspiracy. This is all on record. Cecil Rhodes, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. So this has been the plan all along, and I told people Trump was a speed bump. At worst, at best, we could have turned the tide if the public would have understood the danger. He won in a landslide. They had to steal it. That's why they've had to cut him off from the people. They fear him. That's why they're censoring him. And yes, he failed to realize that and failed to act in many ways. It doesn't matter. He's just a man. As your callers keep saying, there's that theme that we have to trust in God, not man. We have to stand up and take action ourselves. I'm very sad for all the Q people. You know, I've seen them on InfoWars.com saying, how dare you say he would leave today? You're a traitor. You're agreeing with CNN as if as I magically said he was going to stay. He was going to stay. We literally talked to the president. Okay. I talked to two of his lawyers, and I talked to somebody else very close to him the last few days, and he was going. As soon as he capitulated the day after January 6th, it was over. They sent in provocateurs. They sabotaged our operation. But that was a last-ditch Hail Mary to begin with. The courts, the system, they were all against the president because they've been bought and paid for. But now things are out in the open. So as negative as this is on the surface, this isn't a football game where it's our football team, you know, was the champions for 4 years and now they just lost the ring. They just lost the Super Bowl. That's not how this works. And so this is a long-term fight between good and evil. And I told you that the Q operation years ago when it first popped up appeared to be a pacification operation. So, again, it was a way to take all the stuff we'd done and others had done to wake up people about the New World Order and about globalism, but then to put disinfo into it so it would be discredited. Klaus Schwab and the UN and David Rockefeller and Prince Charles and Ted Turner have all been on record along with Bill Gates. Their world government is hidden in plain view. 95% of what we covered is out in the open. Endless lockdowns, never taking the mask off, saying you're non-essential, bankrupting your local economy, making you go on a guaranteed universal income at subsistence levels. This is the model. Klaus Schwab said in the fourth revolution of the Industrial Revolution, it's not going to be what we do to the environment, it's what we do to your body, your cells. We're going to forcibly take you over. So they've declared all of this, not on an 8chan board. And so they don't want a big mainline debate about this. They want to have it be esoteric. So they created a secret society to make people think they were in the inside group with military intelligence and that everything was going to be fine so people could be pacified. I'm going to move on from Q at that point. We'll talk about what Biden's going to do, how they're going to strangle this country during the inauguration and afterwards. I do not have COVID or anything. I had some dental work done and got a little infection back on one of my tonsils. I've been to see the doctor. It's localized. It's fine. About a dime-sized rot hole in the back of my throat. But I'm fine. I never take painkillers, but I'm actually on painkillers right now. So I'm more of a gravelly voice than normal. This will be fitting for this event. But you can say with total clarity that we were born on July 4, 1776. We die today. The sun is now setting. We are a phoenix, though. We can rise back from the ashes. But this is the end of America. A foreign multinational consortium has taken over. They have installed a puppet that is very aged and ill, so they can replace it with whoever they want at any time. There's a massive bidding process going on the sellout of America. And this is a very, very sad day, but we deserve this for what we've done to the unborn. We deserve this for allowing drag queen story time. Even if those of you out there have been somewhat righteous, and I've tried to be, I'm not perfect, doesn't matter. The whole of the nation is going under judgment, just as Israel did many times, and just as other nations go under judgment. We're going under very serious judgment of very nasty people. They're going to throw everything they've got at humanity and are going to shut off the power, shut off the coal, shut off the oil, which means no business can operate. Only multinationals that come in with unlimited free credit. They're going to consolidate the whole economy. They're going to move towards systems where you don't own anything. You have nothing. They've all made these announcements. So this is dystopia by design. This is authoritarianism as a revolution. This is a scientific, technological takeover where they put us under the COVID martial law first to get us ready for the full martial law once they remove Trump one way or another, and now they've done it by fraud. And so as soon as Trump bought into any of the lockdowns, as soon as Trump bought into any of the COVID story, they had won because it was already a laid out strategic plan. I warned everybody, but folks didn't listen to me. So here we are now, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith's going to take over for the balance of the next 30 minutes. But you can fight back. We're supposed to be off the air by now. Everybody else is being shut down. Band.video, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Via your text message, via your email, via your word of mouth. Say, hey, the real coverage of the inauguration and what's really going on and what's really happening with Biden and what's coming next and how to fight back against it peacefully and win is at Band.video. And if you go to Infowars.com, it is the live coverage right now of the American Journal. Then it'll be the Alex Jones Show. Then it'll be War Room. We're going to broadcast straight through, commercial-free, starting next hour till 10 p.m. this evening, taking your calls and having a raft of special guests. So just go to Infowars.com, where it says we have live coverage of the installation slash coronation, inauguration, and the death of America, and share that with people so they understand that not admitting how much trouble we're in is what's going to allow them to have the next phases. Admitting it's a dystopia, admitting we're in deep trouble, and not trusting the plan of Satan is going to have us win. Be steadfast. Don't trust in man. Trust in God. Stand up for what's right and warn others. That's the plan of Jesus Christ, the plan I follow. As we one go, we all go with Jesus Christ. All right, Harrison Smith's about to take over. Finish up doing a great job with the crew today. Again, Trump has left the White House. That is it, period. We told you he capitulated on January 7th. That was real. Trump's a straight shooter. He's gone. He's the president. Going out of office, not Q. He is real. This is not CG. You were lied to. It's okay. We'll tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
You may look in vain for crosses and...
This is the American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com. The commercial-free coverage of the inauguration begins in 30 minutes at band.video and InfoWars.com. Alex Jones will be narrating the funeral of the United States as we watch the decrepit vampire Chinese agent Joe Biden be inaugurated, be coronated. There he is, falling asleep while standing up. pretending to pray there out in front of the U.S. Capitol. I suppose he and all of his sycophants are there on the Capitol steps. At the meantime, President Trump has arrived in Palm Beach, Florida, and is being welcomed by his supporters. No matter what happens today, no matter what the Satanists, the Luciferians, the scumbags are allowed to pull off here with their fun little song and dance, with a couple dozen of them coming together to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people, the 75 million Trump supporters aren't going anywhere. They're still around. They're still awake. They're still aware. The Q supporters, you have been lied to. You trusted the plan of your enemy. You fell for the lie. That doesn't mean that all of the other stuff you learned during this adventure is false. You've spent 4 years being red-pilled. The red pill concentrate has been poured down your throat. You have awakened. You have been told of esoteric secrets, of occult truths. Those things are still true. The secret societies, the symbolism, all of these things that have been revealed to you, those are still true. The plan was a lie. What they did was they realized that millions of Americans were waking up, and they thought, okay, we can either try to prevent this, which they did through censorship, through shutting down websites, through shutting down, they tried to shut down us. They tried to stop the information from getting out. When they realized they couldn't stop the information from getting out, what they had to do was take control of it. They had to get at the head of it and steer it in a direction that would make it incapable of actually making a change, of actually making a difference. So to all the Q people out there that are now waking up and hopefully realizing, I mean, I know some of them are out there going, oh, the plan's still in place. Oh, you think Joe Biden, just because Joe Biden gets sworn in as president doesn't mean Q was wrong. Yes, it does. It does. It does. It does. It does. It does. Okay. Trump is gone. Joe Biden is being sworn in. There was no plan. There was never a plan. Patriots are not in control. Luciferians are in control. So you're telling me there's a chance? No, no, there's not. There's not a chance. There's not. There's not. There's not. No, there's not. Damn it. There's not. Q is over. And if you want to look at the symbolism, oh, the number 17, they're always looking for the number 17. Well, President Trump capitulated on the 7th of January, 1-7. Joe Biden plans 17 executive actions on day one. You want to look for 17, guess what? It's the Luciferians, like this witch, Lady Gaga, this devil-worshipping psychopath who eats, pretends to eat, you know, pretends to cannibalize people. That's who's in charge. She's a part of the cabal. They are a part of the cabal. They have pulled the wool over your eyes. But all of the other stuff you learned about the Luciferians, about the people who were really in charge, that's all true. So don't think, and this I think was the real sort of long shot scheme that Q was all about. It was about managing the revelation of all of this truth, so that at the end of it, you could pull the rug out from under everybody and go, everything you thought was a lie. And they look around going, wow, if the plan was a lie, I guess it was all a lie. Don't fall for it. The plan was a lie, but everything else you heard, a lot of it was very true. A lot of the truths that were revealed were very true. You heard them through Q, but we here at InfoWars have been, you know, telling you them for even longer. So don't lose hope. Don't think, oh my God, there is no hope, there was no plan, I'll give up forever. No, no. Now, move on. Move on from Q. Move on from the plan. Move on and join us in the info war. Continue fighting for truth, but stop putting your trust in men. Stop putting your trust in some secret shadowy cabal. It's the shadowy cabals that we're trying to defeat here. You're hearing the Satanists sing to nobody. You're seeing the cabal celebrate with just a few dozen people, at a place where a mere 2 weeks ago swarmed with American flags and MAGA flags and Trump supporters. And with that, the Satanist Lady Gaga sings the national anthem. Yes, the banner yet waves. It waves over a land occupied, a land controlled, a land subverted and overtaken by Satanists, Kabbalists, and psychopaths. There she is with that literal witch, you know, literal witchcraft being portrayed out in front of our capital. Yeah, it's the fall of America, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we'll bring this up. We'll keep watching the inauguration. I'd like to go to some of your phone calls, but if they're going to start performing this satanic ritual as they steal America out from under us, I guess we'll go ahead and keep watching this. Let's bring back up the audio here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody wearing masks.
What you are all about to be part of America is a historic moment of firsts. To administer the oath to our first African American, our first Asian American, and our first woman vice president, Kamala Harris, it is my great privilege to welcome to the inaugural stage the first Latina to ever serve on the Supreme Court of the United States of America, Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the oath of office, followed by musical honors.
Identity. Kamala Harris got 3% support in the primaries. That doesn't matter. The cabal, the globalists wanted her, so they chose her. They picked her, not the American people.
Repeat after me.
Look how proud she is to be subject to this cabal.
Do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Pence, no longer the vice president. Now's the time, Q. Now's the time, Q. Launch the missiles, Q. Arrest them, Q. Now's the time, right? Oh, no. No, it's too late. It's too late. The oath has been administered. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfowarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfowarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfowarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd. But the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal. We are watching live.
In the history of America, the inauguration. J-Lo was the warm-up act for Chief Justice Roberts. With that, it is now my distinct honor to introduce the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, John Roberts, to administer the presidential oath to the next President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden.
A few dozen
ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the oath of office, followed by musical honors.
The Uniparty is back. Democrat and Republican working hand in hand to bankrupt and destroy the American people. Joe Biden probably wondering where the hell he is right now. Hey, there's a baby that knows what's going on.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
Folks, they pulled it off. They pulled off the steal. There's Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, Chinese agent. In front of a crowd of soldiers and an empty mall. Masks over their eyes. They've pulled off the steal, ladies and gentlemen. They've pulled off the greatest fraud
ladies
in the history of our country.
Please be seated.
Now begins the work of decimating what meager gains were achieved in the last 4 years, the acceleration of the destruction, bankruptcy, and the making illegal of all things that once made America great and unique. In this world, the freedoms we enjoyed, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the freedoms given to us by God and enshrined in our founding documents, now begins the work of dismantling those one by one in the name of equality, fighting racism by celebrating racial achievements. Double masked. Lots of people double masked out there. What is there to say, folks? Usually there would be a crowd of tens of thousands roaring. There would be probably protesters venting their frustration as
my
is guaranteed
Americans,
in the First Amendment.
A moment we have all been waiting for.
Mm.
It is now my great privilege and high honor to be the first person to officially introduce the 46th President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden Jr.
It really is like a bad dream, isn't it? It's like a nightmare. This decrepit, dementia-ridden, corrupt scoundrel giving his speech to an empty crowd, to
Chief
a few
Justice Roberts,
dozen hand-picked
Vice President Harris,
blah, 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 blah.
Speaker Pelosi, Leader Schumer, Leader McConnell, Vice President Pence, my distinguished guests, my fellow Americans, this is America's day. This is democracy's day, a day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries. As we look ahead in our uniquely American way, restless, bold, optimistic, and set our sights on the nation we know we can be and we must be. I thank my predecessors of both parties for their presence here today. I thank them from the bottom of my heart. And I know.
Now, let's cheer the Bushes. Let's cheer the Clintons. Let's cheer the McConnells. The Uniparty, they're back.
And the strength of our nation, as does President Carter, who I spoke with last night.
And then a shot of the few troops that are allowed to be there to watch him.
Lifetime in service.
And this is all just such a sick, sick joke.
I've just taken the sacred oath each of those patriots have taken. The oath first sworn by George Washington. But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We are good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far, but we still have far to go. We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain. Few people in our nation's history have been more challenged or found a time more challenging or difficult than the time we're in now. Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country has taken as many lives in one year as America lost in all of World War II. Millions of jobs have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed. A cry for racial justice, some 400 years in the making, moves us. The dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer. A cry for survival comes from the planet itself. A cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
All right.
To overcome it's these over. Challenges, to restore
America's
the
over.
Soul
they have done it. They've
the
pulled
of
off the greatest scam in the history of the world. They have captured the American Republic with their satanic cabal. Joe Biden, who couldn't even win the Democratic primary, who was the least liked candidate in that, second only to his now Vice President Kamala Harris. They have pulled it off. They've pulled off the scam. They have sworn themselves into office. The Uniparty is back. The fiction of white supremacist domestic terror will now be used in order to usher in a century or more of total control, total authoritarianism, total capitulation to the enemies of this nation. America may have fallen, folks, but the Americans are still here. We are still here. InfoWars will not give up. InfoWars will not fall. And starting in just 1 minute is commercial-free coverage by Alex Jones moving into the War Room at 3 p.m. Stay with us, folks. America may be over, but the fight has just begun, and we will rise like a phoenix from the ashes. Stay tuned.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.